Our opening words today are from the poet David White, and the poem is What to Remember When Waking. In that first hardly noticed moment to which you wake, coming back to this life from the other more secret, movable, and frighteningly honest world where everything began, there is a small opening into the new day, which closes the moment you begin your plans. What you can plan is too small for you to live. What you can live wholeheartedly will make plans enough for the vitality hidden in your sleep. To be human is to become visible while carrying what is hidden as a gift to others. To remember the other world in this world is to live in your true inheritance. You are not a troubled guest on this earth. You are not an accident amidst other accidents. You were invited from another and greater night than the one from which you have just emerged. Now, looking through the slanting light of the morning window toward the mountain presence of everything that can be, what urgency calls you to your one love? What shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against a future sky? Is it waiting in the fertile sea, in the trees beyond the house, in the life you can imagine for yourself, in the open and lovely white page on the writing desk? And now I'd like you to open up your books, hymnals, to 1011, Return Again. The second reading today is by poet Mary Oliver, and the poem's name is Flare. When loneliness comes stalking, go into the fields, consider the orderliness of the world. Notice something you have never noticed before, like the tambourine sound of the snow cricket, whose pale green body is no longer than your thumb. Stare hard at the hummingbird in the summer rain, shaking the water sparks from its wings. Let grief be your sister. She will, whether or not. Rise up from the stump of sorrow and be green also, like the diligent leaves. A lifetime isn't long enough for the beauty of this world and the responsibilities of your life. Scatter your flowers over the graves and walk away. Be good-natured and untidy in your exuberance. In the glare of your mind, be modest and beholden to what is tactile and thrilling. Live with the beetle and the wind.
Friends, here is our world, storms and sun, nor'easters and blue skies happen. Can we try to keep our hearts tender and keep our eyes soft? Because what shows up as rudeness or cynicism, as we know, is so often a sign of things that no eyes have seen and no ears have heard. And so we come here week after week to learn again how to be the person we say we want to be. We cannot do everything, but we can do something. So let us forget our perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That is how, say it with me, the light gets in. You don't need me to tell you that a storm bearing down brings out the hunter-gatherer in us. Maybe you went to the store on Wednesday. But in the divide and conquer narrative that gets played out in every family, Karen did the outside errands. If I could accomplish one simple but no less important task, and that task was get the flashlights ready. Simple, right? You would think, on the surface, you would think, yes. But as someone who always tends to underestimate the apocalypse and disbelieve especially the weather doomsayers because they, like modern versions of Hebrew prophets, rail and wail and whimper and yell in the belief that it will get my attention and change my I don't care what you say, spring is coming ways, I tend to have, let's call it a carefree. Let's call it open. Let's call it unattached. Let's call it even Buddhist approach to flashlight stability. Which means that when the skies are blue like today, I may sometimes, on that very rare occasion, I may find one of those flashlights and unscrew the top and tip it sideways so that one or two beautifully needed batteries can slide into my palm and power whatever is needed in that blue sky moment, like the lights from my bike. Or the TV remote, or the old-fashioned, not smart AM/FM radio I used to listen to NPR and stay abreast of the news so that my sermons are timely. So you could say that I'm actually stealing these batteries because I need them for work. And really, friends, how often is the storm as bad or worse than they fake news say it will be? All of which I'm explaining so that you can understand why from behind you see me on my knees on the left-hand side of the bed, hunter gathering inside the drawer of my nightstand. The lights are flickering overhead. And it's in that drawer that I last remember seeing one of those now needed batteries, or even better yet, that wind-up battery flashlight I got as thanks for my NPR contribution, which I listened to, of course, with the batteries that I used, that I pilfered from the flashlight to listen to the radio, which is proof that God exists and has and believes in a sense of irony or payback. Or both. But I'm not having any luck because this drawer is so unbelievably, uncharacteristically, overwhelmingly messy. Friends, if you go into my office, many of you have been in there, peeked around, you will learn one thing about me. I hate messy. Mess, are you ready for some etymology? It's been a while. Mess, coming from the Latin word, missum. meaning to put on the table a serving of liquid or pulpy food, which is why it means an unappetizing concoction or predicament. As in, oh my gosh, this drawer is a mess and the lights are flickering and my family's wondering what I'm doing. As in, seriously, the law that Congress wants to pass in response to the latest shooting in Florida is arming teachers? What a mess. Who the hell is in charge? Is the NRA in charge? As in, we seem to be getting 100-year storms like every week. What a mess we are giving to our kids. As in, have you seen my hair this morning? I used to have more. What a mess. As in, look out the windows at all these problems and predicaments on this beautiful in-between storms moment. Power down here and tariffs over there and ICE is roaming around Metro West looking to deport and I can't charge my phone. When is the power back on? As in, maybe the commute is killing you, or maybe you have a job that you love to hate, or maybe there's a relationship that is a mess and you're looking for a big, bold exit sign, or maybe you love a child in your life and you don't know how to help that child. And what a mess how the president prefers to tweet about Oscar ratings while Russia shows a video of them nuking Florida. What a mess, because here in the slow crawl to spring that is March in New England, messes abound. And I'm not talking about branches and power lines and the loss of that limb that offered such beautiful shade in the summer, but also out there, right? And my soul and your soul wants to bless. We want to say beauty, but too often our souls, I think Jessica said in her prayer, our spirits feel bogged down. Our spirits are in mud season. We want to bless and bless and bless and bless, but instead we find mess and mess and mess and mess and mess. How you doing up there, says the family. Lights flickering. Find the light yet? I'm all good. I'll be right there. Which is a big, fat, hot mess of a lie. Because instead of the light, what I'm finding in this drawer that I rarely look through, but I always throw things into that I want to keep, are these things. A cassette tape that Nancy Levy, one of our members here, made of Emerson, who was then 5 or 6 years old, and he's now nearing 18. This cassette tape of the message that he left on her voicemail saying, thank you for the gingerbread house they made together. He using W sound for every N sound, saying, Wancy. Thank you. And there on the other side of the drawer, this card from my dad after his heart surgery in 2008, this card in scribbled handwriting, saying he was proud of the dad that I had become. Barely legible words. And there's another mixtape Karen made for me back when we met in Grenada in the Peace Corps. It is full of British rock favorites, even though I have no machines to play it. And there's a zipper bag of watches and tools that the kids borrowed from the basement years ago, and they stuck a sticker on it that said Happy Father's Day. In the fine tradition, the child tradition of gifting you something that you already own. And there in the mess, it's a small pocket Bible that was my grandfather's, that he had in his pocket when he was shot down over Germany. And he gave to me after he was ill and before he died. And then in a purple velvet sleeve, a silver teaspoon that had been my grandmother's when she was a baby. And then in the corner, five cufflinks. I'm not a cufflink kind of guy. And then that little tool you used to pop out the SIM card on your iPhone. Still no flashlight. But in this mess, this envelope, a stack of anniversary cards and birthday cards. And then in this envelope, all the thank you cards that you've given me over the years. 15 years, my time with you. Saying thank you for sharing ministry. And folded up too, I've kept the letters written to me when we hung the Black Lives Matter sign, and the people who drove by and hated that banner and wrote me a letter telling me how much they hated it, me keeping it because I am proud of our church in segregated Metro West. And I had forgotten this thing. Lights are flickering overhead. This inner light flickering too. It's a handwritten letter from my brother. 4 years before he died, in one of his many recoveries, just as he learned he was going to be a dad, in this letter he asking me for advice. In this mess of a drawer, a sepia-tinged, unframed Ella baby picture. She was born a week before I started here. She in coffee hour, being held by so many of you. Three cough drops. And one battery. But damn, it's the wrong size. No flashlight. What a mess. There's no structure in the drawer. There's no organization. There's forgotten moments, right? There's reclaimed memories. There's joy, and there's loss, and there's love. And there's pain. What a mess in the drawer. What a mess in the life. And you're wondering, I'm wondering, why I, who hate messes and who loves to throw away, hadn't taken the time to clean this thing up and clear up the predicament that is layered upon layers in the drawer. Why not ramp up the spring cleaning and dust out the clutter and in with the new and out with the old, right? And hold on to the joy and dump the pain. Why not bless the tidy Hallmark memories and throw out the mess of the hurt? I mean, it's appealing, friends, isn't it? We want to clean up the clutter and stop living in the litter, don't we? I do. And we should. Maybe that's why I keep the mess in a drawer. It has walls around it. It is boundaried. It is held together. It is contained, but it is not eradicated. I keep it to help me, I think, bless the beauty along with blessing the broken. Blessing the love and blessing the terrible too. Blessing not as in, hey, this is great, I love you, thank you, but blessing as in, I remember this. I cannot forget this. I can hold love. I can hold loss. I can hold both. Oi, what is up with the flashlight? Seriously, you had one job. Does this sound familiar? You had one job. Just one. I'm coming, I say. And so I fully commit and I pull out the drawer out of its runners. Never mind, it was, oh, it's an IKEA piece of furniture. A mess of IKEA. And we all know how hard it is to get things in and out of its runners, right? But I pull it out. And I set this blessed mess, junk, joy drawer aside. And I crouch down and I'm peering underneath. God, what a dust mess is there. But do you know how sometimes when you discover something about yourself that had been hidden in the clutter, do you know that moment? Do you know how you learn about something about yourself in the shadow? Do you know that moment? Do you know that moment just when you discover a new strength that you had in the midst of some struggle? Just like that moment there in the back, underneath the nightstand, having fallen out of the mess, is the wind-up flashlight. Coming, I say. Eitan, now wind it up. And just as the lights flicker, just as the mess of the storm heightens, just in the nick of time, I turn on the light. It's not very strong. But I think that that's actually telling. This ability we have to shine, however dim, however lost, some kind of blessing on all the stuff that happens to us. And so here at the end, I'm wondering, friends, in the mess that is your life, what blessing does the wind-up dim light reveal? In the junk drawer that is your memory, what do you shine on? Where's the blessing in the mud season for you? What do you notice? What do you see? Joy, I know. Pain, love, loss. Here's the thing. If all of that is good enough for a blessed joy junk drawer, if it's good enough for that, it might just be good enough for a life lesson too. Youth Groove, you're going to carry us home with our lovely country song, God Bless This Mess.